His eyes sparkled. His fingers multiplied, reaching into the deep nerves of the melody, leading a rapt audience to drunken emotion. That's how one journalist described the playing of renowned violinist Claudio José Brindis de Sales y Garrido, born in Cuba in 1852. Brindis de Sales began astonishing music lovers on the streets of Havana at the age of 11. Shortly thereafter, patrons in Argentina gifted him with an original Stradivarius. He found his way to France, where he graduated from the Paris Conservatory with the first prize, and where he received a knighthood in the Legion of Honor. To Germany, where he married into nobility, becoming a baron, and, by edict of the Kaiser, a recipient of the Black Eagle Cross. To Russia, where he fully justified the nickname the King of Octaves. To Italy, where a newspaper admiringly dubbed him the Black Paganini. Brindis de Sales was a tall, handsome, elegant black man, a musician acclaimed for the grace as well as the technical prowess of his playing. He spoke 7 languages fluently and, at the height of his career, enjoyed a lavish bohemian lifestyle in the classic 19th century fashion. Alas, like too many other artists, he died destitute and largely forgotten in Buenos Aires in 1911. Having sold his beloved Strad for a mere 10 pesos. At the pawn shop, he hugged and kissed the violin. Like a child, the shopkeeper reported. In the century plus since his passing, the world has slowly come to revisit the genius of Claudio Brindis de Sales, even honoring him before the United Nations General Assembly. All the same, his full legacy remains to be examined and appreciated. A musical moment from NWPB Classical.